I'd like the Lord to have mercy upon us tonight. And a little burden that He's given me that I just want to share with us tonight. I was thinking about Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 42nd verse. And it says here, Father, it starts by saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I want to talk to us a little bit tonight about our will. You know, we all have a will. We all have humanity. We're human. Jesus had a will. And this was Jesus' words that we just read, where He said, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You know, tonight, in Psalms it talks about, in the 81st chapter, the psalmist says he should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. And with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. You know, the Lord wants to feed us with the best things in life. And the scripture says that He should have fed them with honey out of the rock. With the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Tonight the Lord wants to give us a satisfying portion in life. It is not of the Lord that our lives are not satisfied. It is of ourself and from the enemy. The Lord tonight wants to give to us, but there's something that stands in the way, and it is our will many times. You know, the Lord wants to make out of us something usable. He wants to make out of our life something beautiful. Do we believe that tonight? Have you heard the gospel tonight? Have you heard the message that the Lord has given? That He wants to take your life and He wants to do something with it. He wants to do something constructive. He wants to give you a place in life that means something to you and to others too. The Lord wants to do that tonight. And He would have... To this group of people that He was talking to back there, He said, the scripture says, He would have fed them with the finest of the wheat. But you know, the people would not. The Lord, we see His works on every hand. We see His, the things that He has made. And we stand in awe, don't we? It is truly an awesome thing, the things God has done. But the only thing in the world that there is that has its own will before God is humans. We are the only ones. And many times we are the ones who are so misplaced in the path of life. God wants to do something in our lives that we wish He would do as well. The Lord wants to work a work in us. I want to read to you a place back here in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. And it says here, Jeremiah 18 and 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Jeremiah, I want to teach you a lesson. And you know, he wanted him to write it down so we could get the lesson today too. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as with this, as this potter, saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. You know, the Lord sees us for what we are. We're just a lump of clay. He made us from the dust of the earth, it says. And the Lord has given us life. We all here have life tonight. And you know, the Lord wants to make something out of us. And there's only one thing that stands in the way of that. And that's our will. And you know, Jesus, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I want to reason with us just a little bit tonight about our will. You know, everything in creation is an amazing thing. When you behold the handiwork of God's hands and you see what he has done, it is truly an amazing thing, isn't it? We see it on every hand. The things God has done works marvelously. But we ourselves, he gave a will to, because he wanted us to love him. He wanted it to be a relationship of love. And so he don't force people. And so many times our will, we take it out of the Lord's hands and we take our own life in our own hands and we begin to live in ways that are self-destructive. We begin to live in ways that make us ashamed. We begin to live in ways that puts condemnation upon our heart. How can it not be? Because God made us that way. He made us so that we would feel something like that when we need to. You know, this evening, I want to look at a few other places and like the Lord to help us here tonight. Psalms 51 and verse 16, it says here, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Folks, I want to give us some hope here tonight. If there's anybody here that don't know their way, if we'll yield to the Lord a heart that is broken and contrite, he said he would not reject that. He would not despise that. I don't know where you're at on life's way tonight, but I want to encourage us to give the Lord a heart that is contrite and broken. The very word unbroken, what does that mean? It means not tamed, nor not taught, not accustomed to the saddle, harness, or yoke as an unbroken horse or ox. You know, we had a cow one time that would just disappear for quite a period of time. And then it might show back up. And it was, you know, there was no keeping up with this cow because it would jump fences and jump into other pastures. Well, finally, a guy caught her for us. And we brought her home, and we took her over to the print shop. Brother Willie helped us with this. And when that cow came out the back gate of the trailer, we opened it just a little bit, and it came running out. And we shut that gate right behind its head so that it was caught. Then we put a bridle on it. And then we tied it to the tractor. And I've never seen such a will ever. That cow backed off until it had that rope at full taut. It was as far and as tight as it would go, and it stayed and it stayed and it stayed. And I don't know how it could hardly even pull like that. I kept thinking, I don't know if this rope can hold. And it was untamed. It was unaccustomed to any kind of bridle or anything. It was used to running on its own. But you know, after a while, he took the tractor and drove it around a little bit, and that cow just had to go. It wasn't wanting to go. It didn't. It pulled for all it was worth. But you know, after a day or two or a few days, I don't remember how long it was, tied there, that thing started taming down. And the will that it had began to be broken. And that cow became the best mama cow we've ever had. It never gets out. It never, when the others, we have one that would like to jump once in a while. This one, she's just a good mama cow. She does well with her little calves. You know, I learned something from that. You know, that cow was of no use to us hardly at all. It really wasn't, because it would run off all the time. Gone. We didn't know where it was for a long period of time. It was months, I think, one time. And then it would show back up. And so it was untamed. It was unbridled. It was of no real value. But you know what? There came a time when that cow got caught and got bridled and got accustomed to that, until that cow now is of use. That cow now has some value to it. You know, tonight, it's not in our wild freedom that life has meaning. It's in when the bridle from the Lord gets put upon our life. Folks, I don't know where all of y'all are at tonight, but probably some of you here are still a little wild, still a little unbridled and unhappy, untrained, unbroken, not tamed. Tonight the Lord wants our will to be broken to Him. It is not that He wants us to be a broken person so that we run around with our head drooping down and sad and lost in life. But the Lord wants us to be broken from our will to our Maker's will. He wants us to yield our life to Him in such a way that our life begins to have meaning. This cow that we had that we could never know where she was, now she's in the back pasture all the time. Most all the time. And she has a calf every year, and she's a good mama. And you know, I have to believe she's a lot more contented in that way. There's so much potential in an animal. But many times, it's hidden behind its stubborn will. Behind the will of that cow to just run off, to just be wild, to not be tamed, was the inability for it to be useful. And tonight, I just want to challenge us. I don't know how you are in your life, but the Lord wants to put something good upon us. The Scripture says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." You know, a life of wildness doesn't give any rest. It don't give any peace to the soul. It don't give any satisfaction to life. Only we run for a while and then that runs out. But you know, the Lord wants to give us some things that endure. He wants our life to be brought under His control. He made us that way. And He made us to be under His control. He made us to be broken in our spirit. Broken to Him. Not broken in such a way that we can never enjoy anything, but broken so that we can. So that we can have the best of life. He said He should have fed them with the finest of the wheat. He was talking about His people. I want to feed them with the finest of wheat. The good things of life, the things that satisfy, the Lord wants to give. But we in ourselves, when we're unbroken and untamed, it is impossible to be truly satisfied. We are satisfied by the Maker that made us. When we bring our will into a place where it is broken. You know, the Lord can't use us very well until we're broken. What's it mean to be broken? Broken in Strong's, the word there means to burst. It means to break. It means broken. It means crush, destroy, hurt, quench. Now we're talking about here the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart thou wilt not despise. Oh, the Lord won't despise that. Folks, all nature does exactly what God told it to do. But He gave us a will and we're different. And we have to allow ourselves to be broken. We have to humble ourselves before God and allow Him to break us. We have to allow the Lord to have His way over our way. Is it in man's life? Is it in man's heart to go out and get everything he can and then he's satisfied? The movie stars prove that's not so. The richest men on earth prove to us that's not so. But I will tell you what does satisfy, and that's a full portion of the Lord. That's when He has the reins of our life, and and we allow Him to work in us the way He wants to work. And tonight I want to encourage you to allow yourself to be broken, to give up your own will and allow it. The dictionary says of broken, smashed, synonym, having been fractured or damaged and no longer in one piece or in working order. That's what broken means. And the Lord tells us that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. That means that our ways we have fully submitted to the Lord. Folks, we want the Lord to use our life. We want to have a happy marriage. Give up. Give up ourselves. Be broken upon the Lord. Allow His ways into our life. Give up to Him and surrender to the Lord that made us. You know the word contrite. Well, the synonyms of that is smashed, shattered, fragmented, splintered, crushed. You mean my spirit? You mean, yes, that wild, untamed spirit that causes us to roam needs to be shattered. It needs to be broken. It needs to be submitted to God who has peace and life for you and me. Contrite means to break or bruise, to rub or wear. Skipping on a little, hence brokenhearted for sin. Deeply affected with grief and sorrow for having offended God. Humble, penitent, as a contrite sinner. I wanted to read one thing that Clark says about this, and then we'll move on. Clark said, he said, these words are very expressive, that broken and contrite. These words are very expressive. One of them signifies exactly the same as our word shiver, to break into pieces, to reduce into splinters. Another of the words means to beat out thin, to beat out masses of metal, etc., into laminae or thin plates. The spirit broken all to pieces and the heart broken all to pieces, stamped and beaten out, are the sacrifices which in such cases thou requirest, and these thou wilt not despise. Tonight, I just want to encourage us each one. Oh, the Lord wants us to just bring our will to Him and just give it to Him. And allow it to be completely decimated. Allow it to be completely, you know, I had things that I wanted, that I thought, I wanted to be a rich man. I wanted to be a rich builder. That's what, and I believe I could have followed that path. But the Lord had some other plans. And those plans had to be smashed. They had to be decimated. They had to be removed. I had to give them up entirely. You know, tonight, I don't know what's in your heart. I don't know what's in your mind. But we need to give it to God if we want the Lord to be able to work in our life. You want God to have His will in your life? Let your will be given to His. And you will find, I believe you will find life. You will find peace. You will find more blessings than you ever dreamed you could have in life. Because it is the Maker that does it and not we ourselves. It is God that does those things. You know, until our will is broken. Folks, I know when we first get saved, maybe all we're thinking is, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry I have offended God. You know, that's a good thing. But there comes a time that it's time to lay down our will and say, Lord, I want to be made just like You want to make me. That's when we begin to be usable. That animal that runs off, we're like that. If we're not careful, we'll find ourselves doing everything except the things God wants to do in our life. And then where is the peace? Where is the joy? Where is the good things of life that God wants to bless us with? They're still out there, elusive, because we are still jumping fences. We are still running on our own. And tonight I just want to encourage us to not be like that that cow, running and doing our own thing. We're never able to pull a load. We're never able to do the things that God would like to do in us until we submit ourselves to Him. I want to look at Romans 12. Very familiar scripture. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Folks, is this too much? Is it too much? To present your bodies a living sacrifice to the Lord? Lord, as long as I live, it'll be Yours. As long as I live, I'll follow Your ways. As long as I live, I want You to have Your way in my life. Is that scary? Might be to some. It's the most blessed thing I can think of. Submit yourselves that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Is that possible? Is that possible to prove what is the perfect will of God? The acceptable will of God? Folks, we have to die. We have to die to our own self. We have to die to our way and let the Lord take it up. It becomes usable then. That cow that was on the loose, always jumping fences, never knew for sure hardly where she was. When her will was broken and she finally submitted, you know, she became the best cow we've got. The best mama we've got. And I believe she's a lot more contented than she was. Sometimes, folks, we're a little slow to give it all up. Just want to encourage us tonight. Just a little message of encouragement to give up yourself. It cost us so much, folks. And we pass it on to our children then, many times. And then they're slow. Or maybe they don't give it up at all. Folks, you want life and peace. You want good days. Let the Lord have the reins of your life tonight. Take your hands off and let God have His way. We want to manage our own time. We want to play when the Lord says it's time to work. You mean working is more fun than playing? Oh, not always. It just pays off a lot better. It just makes us a lot happier, doesn't it? When it's time to work, work. We want to play when it's time to work. The Lord wants to tame us. He wants to put us into His vineyard. He wants to use our lives. And I want to tell you something. When the Lord starts working with your life and mine, there isn't anything better in this life, I don't believe. God wants to use our lives, folks. We've got to take our hands off. You know, we want to manage our own time. Instead of taking time, and I find this to be so through and through with many people, we want to walk with the Lord, but we don't want to break ourselves to stop and take time daily to be quiet before Him and to walk with Him. You know, we have to tame ourselves a little bit. We have to allow the Lord to do that for us to stop and wait and have some time to pray and have some time to be quiet. Lord, I want You to speak to my heart today. How about today, Lord? I want to portray Your face to the world today. You know, God wants to do some things in our lives, folks. He wants to use our lives. He wants to make them usable. And we limit Him. The Scripture says in Psalm 78 and 41, "Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." You know what was a beautiful thing to me? When that cow settled down. I've never seen anything like it. That cow pulled with all its might. And I did not see how. We had a big rope. I did not see how it could hold. Because it kept the pressure on for hours. I don't know how it pulled like that. It pulled and pulled and pulled. Until at some point, it gave in. And it decided to break its will. It decided to give over. And you know, that was a blessing for that cow and for us too. And we've enjoyed her a lot. She's a beautiful animal now. When that cow settles down and begins to let you lead her, folks, then we can take her to the good pasture. We can feed her like we want to. But she was wild. How about it tonight? How's your life tonight? Are we tamed by the Lord? Is our spirit broken before Him? Have we given our will to Him? It's time for us, folks, to give our will to God. The Lord wants to call some of you sitting right here to places in His work. Young folks, the Lord wants to use some of you for the ministry. But He's not going to make you. And He will not force you. You've got to give Him your will. I want to urge you tonight to take your hands off. The Lord gave His will when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And He was sweating, it says, as it were, great drops of blood. And there was a time there, I believe He felt. He knew what was coming. And it scared Him. I believe it scared Him because He was in the flesh. I believe He felt the pain and He knew this is going to be more. I know what they're going to beat me. They're going to beat my back until it's lacerated. And He yielded up His will and gave His will to the Father. Tonight, the Lord wants somebody here. Somebody's to give it over. Give their will. Who's willing this day to consecrate their life to the Lord? Is there somebody here that's willing to step forward and say, Lord, here's my life. I'll give you my life. I'll let you have it. We have our own thoughts. Don't you know the Lord says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heavens are high above the earth, so are my thoughts above your thoughts, saith the Lord. I may have misquoted that slightly, but that's the gist of it. The Lord's thoughts are not always our thoughts, folks. Let's yield it to Him. Oh, He has some things. He said one place, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. And He has thoughts of good toward us, but we have to be broken of our thoughts. You know, we might be a person that is a loner. Are you a loner tonight? You someone that just wants to be alone? That's all right. Just give it to God. He might want to make something else out of you. You might be a person that's eccentric, and the loner says, yeah, they need to settle down a little. Folks, we have to give it to God, whatever we are. Maybe we are an eccentric. Maybe we jump the fences. Maybe we roam. Maybe we do our own thing. And it doesn't bring us any health. It doesn't bring us any good. It doesn't make us useful. It doesn't supply down here something that says it's right. Something's well in my life. Those things don't satisfy, folks. It's time for us to give up and say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. I'll give you my life, Lord. I want to talk to us about a few things here before we sit down. Maybe we're showy. Or maybe we're stubborn. Not everybody's stubborn. Some people are. Folks, the Lord can never use our life as long as we're stubborn. The Lord can never use our life as long as we're selfish. We were born selfish, though. It seems that some are selfish from the beginning. You know, we're all kind of selfish from the beginning, aren't we? We have to give ourselves to God and allow Him to change us. We have to give up who we are. We might say, well, that's me. That's right. Me needs to go on the altar. Me needs to be given to God so that He can make you something useful and me something useful. Oh, how the Lord wants to do this. If we were pushed down, you know, I think about the way people are raised. And sometimes people are damaged when they're raised as children. They're damaged. And it causes them to act in ways that's destructive. It does. It goes from generation to generation many times. You know, the Lord wants us to give that to Him tonight. If we've been pushed down, if we've been made fun of as a young person, do you know what it may tempt you to be? Boastful and distasteful. And you hate yourself. And you wish you were different. Folks, the Lord wants to remake that vessel. You know, Jeremiah went down to the potter's house and he saw there a work that was on the wheel. And you know, the Lord said, can I not do with you as with this, saith the Lord? You know, the Lord wants to remake some lives here tonight. And I want to encourage us to not look at our need and our problem, but to look at God. If we were abused instead of corrected, or if we feel like we were, I want to tell you something. There's something evil about abuse. It travels down to the next generation. And we ourselves many times turn into abusers if we allow that. You know, the Lord wants to take that and He wants to remake us. He doesn't want us to be an abuser. Some people do the opposite. They won't ever touch their children. They won't ever tell their children no or anything. because of their abuse. You know, all those are very, and then we turn out we've got a little tiger on our hands after a while. You know, the Lord wants to balance our life, folks. He wants to take who we are and change us and make us into something that is useful. We can do that, I believe, if we will allow Him to. You know, I'm just throwing a few things out here for us to chew on tonight. But I want to tell you something. There's something wonderful about family worship. But do you know that if in your family, when you were young, you hated family worship and you felt forced and maybe it was boring and all those things, you know, you can not want to have that blessed thing in your home. You know, the Lord wants us to come to Him. He wants to heal these places in our lives, folks. He doesn't want an abused person to be an abuser. He doesn't want them to be in a place where they could never discipline their children either. The Lord wants us to be in a place that is right. A place that yields dividends and fruits. A place that's beautiful because God makes it so. But I will tell you, it won't happen unless we take our hands off of our life and allow God to work in our life. I want to mention just a few other things. You know, maybe, you know, we don't conform to the world, do we? We don't look like the world. I'm glad we don't look like the world. God doesn't want His people looking like the world. The world is sensual and lustful. They suffer a lot for it. The world suffers so many things. And He wants His children to be very different from that. And there's a safety in that. But you know that maybe as a child, you saw some older person that was a little funny. Or a little, maybe they were contrary. And you didn't ever want to look like them. You know, the Lord wants to heal that place for us tonight. The Lord wants to take these things and He wants us to bring them to Him. And He wants to do something for us tonight. I want to read Isaiah 55 and 7 through 13. It says here, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Now, folks, we have to believe that. I do believe that. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's ways higher than our ways, and His thoughts than our thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So I just want to leave us with a few little thoughts there. The scripture says, we quoted a little bit, I believe, or, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Folks, I want to tell you tonight, self is the heaviest load you can bear. Isn't it time for us to come and tell the Lord, "I really want to cash in on self. I just want to cash it in, Lord. I really want to take your way. I'm tired of my own way. I'm tired of the destruction that it brings. I'm tired of the torment of mind that it brings. I'm tired of the consequences that it brings. Isn't it time, folks, tonight for us to come before the Lord and give it to Him? Isn't it time for us to bring our will to the Lord and say, Lord, I believe. I believe. I don't know all about it and I'm scared, but Lord, I believe. And I'm going to lay myself at your feet. I'm going to give myself to you. I want to tell you what the scripture says in Isaiah. It says that he will give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. You know, this evening, this don't take away all of our individuality. It don't take away who we are. But I will tell you what it does. It makes us usable, folks. It makes us able to be happy. Isn't it time that we come before the Lord and give this to Him? Isn't it time for us to surrender our will and say, Lord, I'm tired of fighting with myself. I'm tired of it. I'm ready to lay it down. Lord, it's time. I need some rest. And He says, come unto me, you that labor and are heavy laden. That's what He's talking about. You're laboring under the gall, under the yoke of self. Laboring under the heavy load of who we are without God. And the Lord wants to change us. He wants to take us. If we're saved tonight, and we've been living for the Lord, you don't have to be a sinner to come to the altar. Let's come and tell the Lord, Lord, I will. I give you my will. I want you to have your way in my life. I'd like you to take my life and use it. Is there anyone here tonight that's tired of jumping fences, tired of running their own ways and all that comes with it? You know, it's time for us tonight to settle down before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm tired of pulling at the rope. I want you to use my life. I want you to have your will in my life. I want to be broken before you tonight. I'm tired of my way, Lord. Amen.